I'm David Mitchell. Welcome to episode 7 of the First Principles podcast. This is the last in this initial series, which has been examining the what and the why of the Curtin Christian Union. This episode is a little different to our previous episodes, since it's going to have some live recordings from our relaunch time together, which we did on Monday the 27th of July. It's going to skip our usual what about this section as well. And this episode is different because while the previous episodes have spoken about the general ideas around who we are and what we do, this one is all about our particular plans for the next part of our life together as a Christian Union. Can I jump in now and say firstly, thanks for listening. And secondly, if you've enjoyed the content, then please let other people know, especially students at Curtin Uni who are part of the Christian Union who haven't listened, or students who should be a part of the Union but they aren't. If they listen to the whole thing, and that would take less than 2 hours, they'd get a real taste for who we are and what we're on about. And thirdly, can you also let staff and committee know if you've enjoyed it or not? Send someone a text or an email or hit them up on Messenger. We want to make content that's going to be helpful and enjoyable for you all, and so we need to know whether we should keep doing something like this. So please let us know what you think, and that will help us keep serving our wider community. So let's get stuck into episode 7. Last week we talked about God's unstoppable plan. This week it's our very conditional plans. Here's section 1, the heart of the matter, where we get to the center of our topic and think about what it means. If you'd asked me at the start of the year about hopes and plans for the Curtin Christian Union this year, I'd have said quite a few things. And we started off really well. We had good meetings with staff and committee to map out the year. We had a good number of first-year students join us for Kickstart. Our Bible studies kicked off so well that we had some groups that were really large. Our first 3 Bible talks had an average of just over 80 people. We had a good number of students sign up and say they were interested to come to Uncover training. And I thought, maybe this is going to be our year. Maybe in God's grace and kindness, this is the year that we really push through the size culture barrier of being just over 100 people. That is where the Christian Union has been before. Maybe now is the time we're going to sort of push through that barrier that people have noticed around that size. Hopefully this is the year where we land Uncover as a resource that's going to help us in our peer-to-peer sharing of our faith. And maybe we'll see many people explore Jesus and maybe even some come to trust in him. I thought things are lining up for the group. And boy, looking back, I think we learned and lived one of the lessons that's taught to us in the book of Proverbs. In chapter 16, verse 9, we read, "In their hearts humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." In Proverbs 19:21, we read, "Many are the plans of a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." That's the nature of our plans. In the previous episode, we looked at how God's plan never changes, but our plans must. I wish we'd started the year so differently. I wish we'd made some different choices along the way, but we can't change any of that. Time only flows in one direction, and so we need to look ahead as we seek to fulfill our mission as a Christian Union. We're not the first to face challenging times, though. In our last episode, we looked at how Paul, who was an early Christian leader and evangelist, a representative of Jesus, in Acts chapter 17, spoke to people in Athens about the big plan of God to bring complete justice in Jesus. But the way he ended up in the position to do that would hardly have been his plan. Look at the start of Acts 17, because there you see things start going Paul's way. He's successful in ministry in Thessalonica. In verse 4 of Acts 17, we read, "Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and quite a few prominent women." But then the wider community turns on him, and Paul and Silas are jailed and sent out of town. They have to change their plans and move on to another place, and so they do. They go to Berea, and again, things appear to be going their way. They tell the people in the synagogue about Jesus, and as a result, verse 12, "Many of them believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men." But again, things take a turn for the worse. In verse 13 to 15, we read, "But when the Jews in Thessalonica heard that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, some of them went there too, agitating the crowds and stirring them up. The believers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. Those who escorted Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible." So now Paul is isolated in a new city, He doesn't have a large group of Christians around him. He doesn't even have this small group of evangelists that he worked with. And this is not how he would have planned his evangelistic effort. It's just the situation forced on him, and he's alone by himself in a city that he says is full of idols. I suspect he would have felt the pressure of that moment. And I suspect he would have felt the pressure of that new group of believers he's left behind in Thessalonica and the people in Berea. And they themselves, they would have been scratching their heads and wondering about what to do next. How do they function as followers of Jesus in their moment? This kind of story is repeated again and again across the book of Acts. From the perspective of the reader, there are wins and losses, opportunities and threats, strengths and weaknesses. And yet from the narrator's perspective, from God's perspective, the outcome always leads to more and more growth of the gospel. Deeper and wider, the message of Jesus keeps going out. Whatever we plan for, that's our goal too, isn't it? To reach out, build up, and send out for God's glory in prayerful dependence on Him, proclaiming Jesus at Curtin. I've read out our mission statement a few times across the course of this podcast. We're also affiliated with the Australian Fellowship of Evangelical Students. I'm going to read their one in full. The AFES mission statement goes like this. In prayerful dependence on God, AFES proclaims Jesus Christ at university to present everyone mature in Him by building student groups that evangelize, encourage, train, and send. The plans themselves are going to change, but the mission does not, and ultimately we trust that while it might seem chaotic or slow or frustrated or whatever, God has it in hand. So what does this semester look like? Well, this is where it gets tricky because, as I said back in episode 4, there's a lot of freedom about how we pursue the plans that God wants for us. One big thing is that we don't think we're going to be able to book regular rooms on campus like we used to. This will have a little bit of an impact on training sessions, especially things where we use videos, but especially on our Bible talk. So what we're hoping to do is keep things like our small group ministry and our grow training groups and focus as disruption-free as possible. But on the other hand, our Bible talk will not be going ahead in its normal fashion. What we'll do instead is have a few outdoor talks this semester. We're looking at weeks 5 to 7 and maybe week 12, but this all remains to be confirmed. Since we're going to be quite decentralized as a group, we're also introducing a new regular meeting, which we've called CCU Central. In this meeting, we'll meet for an hour with half the time spent in a large group thinking about God's Word together and praying. In the second half, we'll have ministry and mission teams getting together. This is a way to make sure lots of our crew and especially our leaders are all on the same page. Now, all of this will seem like a cut-down, slimmed-down semester of Christian Union. But that's just where we're going to start. Who knows what's next? And while you might be able to get to the full spectrum of Christian Union events in 3 hours, there's one more really kind of big shift that we need to make this semester. And that is to see that we as a part of the Christian Union have the mission all the time. This is the big thing that's got to land this semester. We need people to be more committed to their personal involvement in knowing Jesus and making Him known. We won't have the large group to pull people in, but we still have this glorious message that we want to get out. And we can each take our part personally and in small groups to make that happen. It's up to you, it's up to each and every one of us. And that's a really big thing to ask. But here's something I want to be clear on. We're not really on our own at all. Jesus has promised that He will never leave us or forsake us. And we're surrounded by brothers and sisters in the Union who've got our backs. We'll all have to support each other by being more prayerful and more personally engaged in boldly and graciously exploring Jesus with our friends at uni. That's the reality of this moment. But I'm up for it. And I'm excited to see what might happen if we all take this message of Jesus into this moment. And I hope you are too. I want to finish by reading to you from Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. It says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. May those words that Paul wrote to the church in Colossae be true of us as we live out this semester together on campus. We'll move on to section two of our podcast, Many Students' Opinions. I asked students at relaunch to share what they were looking forward to about this coming semester.
I'm looking forward to a heightened focus and emphasis on sort of personal evangelism, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how God will use all of us to take the gospel out onto Curtin campus.
I'm really looking forward to having a bit of flexibility and being able to be a part of lots of small things that will join together, and being able to actually get to know people on a deeper level in having a smaller and more decentralised system.
I'm looking forward to doing the Mark Uncover. I started doing it last semester, so I want to finish that off, and I think it will be really good to get a bit of confidence doing those one-on-one.
Well, having a bit of a changed schedule of things will be something I could get used to.
So I'm really excited about reaching out to those who haven't actually been saved yet and those who haven't even heard of the Christian Union. I'm also excited to have the fellowship with the fellow Curtin people. And I'm also really excited to learn about the Bible. I just love learning about the Bible.
I'm looking forward to being a part of a Bible study this semester. And meeting with people and getting into God's Word and trying to form some close relationships with people and being an encouragement to one another.
I really like the idea of how CU is giving us an opportunity to learn how to lead a Bible study and also have a way of doing one-to-ones that you feel more informed and prepared when you're reading with someone who especially is new to Christianity.
So something I kind of say every semester that I'm looking forward to, but looking forward to still this semester, is Bible study, because I guess maybe during the holidays you kind of slack off with your Bible study a bit, but during the semester it's a good time to get together with a group of people, like Christians, and really study the Word of God and discover what God has for you. And one thing I think I'm really looking forward to this semester that maybe is a bit different, is trying to find more opportunities to evangelize to friends and to really, take on the work of the gospel for myself individually.
I think just getting back in person, being back on campus, getting to have the kind of incidental conversations with classmates or even other CU people, and just really getting to talk and connect with people again and get to grow in our relationship with Jesus together and independently. But mostly that.
So something I'm really looking forward to is my Bible study group for this semester. I'll be in a first year group. I'm looking forward to seeing who comes along and getting into some key truths about the Bible with them.
Normally I leave you with one sentence to wrap it all up, but today I'm going to give you three concrete invitations for how you might be involved in the Christian Union this semester. Firstly, can I ask you to pray regularly for our mission and your part in it? Pray that we would reach out, build up, and send out. Secondly, I want to invite you to have an extra campus day. With the changes to uni schedules, you may not need to come into uni as often, but I'd love you to have an extra day on campus to come in, do some uni work, catch up with people around the campus, and be involved in the Christian Union on that day. And thirdly, I'd love you to commit to coming along to a Curtin Christian Union Bible study and at least one extra activity to come along to every week during the course of this semester. So there's the three concrete invitations. Pray regularly, have an extra campus day, and commit to a Curtin Christian Union Bible study and one extra activity. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we know we can't hold our plans too closely, but you are in control of all things. And so we commit them to you in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. That was episode 7 of the First Principles podcast from Curtin Christian Union, entitled Our Very Conditional Plans. It featured our students Jemima, Sarah, David, Sophie, Josh, Caitlin, Lyle, Bridie, Julia, and Jared. And Jared was also responsible for our music. as well as me, David Mitchell. As always, thanks for listening.